program regularly, and I know that all of you do all the time, you know that the official high school football team of the Mike McFeely Show is the Clinton Gracefield Beardsley Wolverines from down south, an hour and a half, couple hours south of Fargo Moorhead. You might not know that the Wolverines are still winning. They won their first two playoff games easily, and they have another playoff game tomorrow noon against somebody called Mountain Lake Butterfield Odin. Who's ever heard of them? To talk more about the Wolverines and about this ball game coming up tomorrow is the co-head coach of the CGB Wolverines, the defending state champions, Brian Dahl. Hello, Brian. How are you?
Good afternoon, Mike. I'm doing good.
So tell me about this game tomorrow. Noon tomorrow. Is it at St. Cloud State or Southwest Minnesota State?
It's at Southwest Minnesota State Marshall.
Against Mountain Lake Butterfield Odin, you guys are favored by what in this one, Brian?
minus 20.
That's what you have to sell to your kids anyway. You guys must be playing well, though. The first couple of games in the playoffs, you rolled over the opposition pretty easily, Brian. What's going well for you? Who's playing well for you?
Well, you know, we had our opening matchup in the playoffs a week ago yesterday, or a week ago Tuesday, against Renville County West. It was one seed versus an 8 seed, and we just played pretty solid football throughout. Now, last week on Saturday, we had to go against the Hills Beaver Creek team that was 6-3, and a team that we worried about a little bit, and we were playing without our leading rusher, Austin Monham, who after 8 regular season games had just under 1,500 yards rushing, and he had a high ankle sprain in that Tuesday game, so we held him out of Saturday, and we ran for 585 yards. Jeez. On Saturday without him. And you know,
who needs him, right, Brian? Get out of here, Monham.
I'm certainly never going to say that about Mr. Monham, but, because he's a tremendous football player. But I think it's a testament, you know, to our offensive line and our blocking backs and how well that they've came, you know, how well they've come together here, especially late in the season. You know, where we can plug somebody new in. We had juniors. Zach Adelman that took over for us, and he ran for 234 yards. And then his running mate, senior Jason Montoni, who has 1,200 yards plus on the year, ran for 220 plus. And, you know, it was just really nice to see. I think it was our fundamentally our best played football game of the year. And, of course, this time of the season, that's what you like to see.
No kidding. So this game tomorrow against Mountain Lake Butterfield Odin, what do we know about the – what's their nickname, first of all, Brian? I don't even know what their nickname is.
They're also the Wolverine.
Oh, it's Wolverine versus Wolverine. Okay, I kind of like this. What do we know about them? Is this the number 2 seed out of the region?
Yes, they are. They're 10-0 as well. A very, very good football team. We've seen them on film throughout the late stretch of the season. We've had a couple guys down there, watched them a couple times. They're a pretty power team. They like to run the ball. They can throw. They'll spread the field and throw. Their quarterback, his last name of Kirk, goes 6'7", 230.
Jeez.
And he's kind of the main man from running the ball, throwing the ball. You know, he's definitely the guy that we have to key on, but certainly a team that we know we have to play very well against. They've handled, you know, everybody they played. The closest game they had all year was last week in their semifinal game where they beat Edgerton Ellsworth by a score of 20-12, I believe. So otherwise, they've been blowing people out by 30, 40, 50 points a game. So we know they're high-powered. And they know, you know, we know it's going to be a good challenge for us.
So this is the section championship, right? So if you win this game, then you're on to the final 8 in the state tournament?
That's correct. There's 3 rounds in the state tournament. So this would, you know, a win tomorrow would move us into the state tournament.
Okay. So anything we need to know? You said that the Monham kid was hurt. Is he going to be back this week, you say?
Yeah, he's playing. He'll be playing this week. You know, I as close to 100%, I think, as we can hope. He looked good in practice yesterday. We expect he's going to look good in practice today. And, you know, I know he's excited and really jumped at the bit to get back on the field.
So are any of these kids going to go on and play college football, Brian? I had somebody ask me that after the last time I had you on. They said, you know, this is a fine football team. It's a pretty good program down there in CGB. So are any of these kids going on to play possibly at, you know, any of the colleges that we'd know about here?
Well, you know, they're certainly getting some looks. We get a lot of emails and letters and phone calls, us coaches do, from area colleges. And, you know, Austin Monham, a senior, certainly for one. Jason Montoni, a senior, another. Our quarterback, Damon Gibson, a senior, also getting a lot of looks, you know, from a team such as, you know, the Moorheads, the Concordias, the Northern States, and Aberdeen, and colleges of that style, Division II or so, tremendous athletes. So they're definitely getting looked at. I guess we'll see what their plans are, you know, as their senior year comes along.
Well, I think Monum's brother lives up here in Fargo-Moorhead because he sent me an email saying, keep talking about the Wolverines. Just don't predict they're going to win, Mike, and then we'll be okay. So his brother lives up here in Fargo-Moorhead someplace. So maybe Monum could be a Dragon someday. Go to my old alma mater.
There you go.
All right, cool. So it's at noon tomorrow. Is it possible we could check in with you sometime tomorrow afternoon, Brian?
Absolutely.
After the game?
Yeah, absolutely. You want to give me a buzz after the game, I would think we'd be, you know, back on the bus or free, you know, by 2:45, 3 o'clock, and hopefully we're a pretty jubilant bunch by that time.
All right, cool. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Good luck.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike.
Yep, you bet. Brian Dahl, he is the co-head coach of the Clinton Gracefield Beardsley Wolverines going for the Section 3 9-man championship tomorrow.